Yes, looking forward to the coming NBL season, and we're joined by the Chief Executive of the Sydney Kings, Chris Pongrass. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on the show. Now, how are you feeling about the incoming season, considering the current challenges?
Mate, I'm excited. I think everyone's been starved of basketball for long enough. So to have basketball coming back to Sydney in the near future, I'm ready to get on the court.
Chris, Andrew Bogut, tell me he's playing again.
Mate, we are, Bogues, as I've said to everyone, we've given him some time, and he wants some time to think about what his next steps were. Cool. And he's this is great period for him because he's never really had a long off season. I mean, played 13 years in the NBA and then coming back here and jumping back over to the Warriors team. There was, you know, in between Olympics, his body he needed a break, and I think it's nice for him to be able to spend so much of a need time with his family. So we're obviously still very close with Bogues and work with him. He's a big part of this organisation. We'll still be moving forward, but nothing to report to date on his next steps.
Yeah, cool. Surely you wouldn't imagine him playing with someone else, though. The fact he's, you know, he owns a part of the Kings. He's made it very clear his loyalty to the Kings. If he is going to be a part of this year, are you assuming it will be with the Kings?
Again, yeah, he's been great for this team and a great asset for Paul Smith, Paul Kyle, myself, and all of our players. But, you know, that's always the hope that he still always will remain a big part. But again, I'm never one to put pressure on him. He does what's best, and I fully support him, whatever's best for his next steps in his career. If he needs to go play elsewhere, so be it. But obviously, he's going to remain a big part of the Kings, so hopefully not.
And what about Will Weaver, Chris, your coach? He's left. What will the legacy he leaves behind, and how much of a loss will it be?
Mate, it's bittersweet because, you know, working with Will while a short time, 18 months together, he's obviously brought up a lot of attention and a complete change in culture. This organisation is, you know, one of the most brilliant basketball minds that I've had the pleasure of working alongside. And, yeah, it's tough to see him go, but to go get a lead assistant job in the NBA, I mean, that's an unbelievable achievement. There's 30 head coaching jobs and there's 30 elite assistant jobs. And so to be, you know, one of the top 60 coaches in the world, I think is a testament to his skill. And I think everyone should watch because I think he's going to be a head coach in the NBA in the next couple of years. So I'm so happy for Will, Lauren and Theo. It's just unbelievable for him.
And it's a great endorsement for the NBL as well, isn't it, to have a coach go over there?
For sure, yeah. I think, again, you know, we've seen players these last couple of years that have taken the leap either coming down to Australia to develop or coming here to try and get back to the NBA. And it's clearly a key pathway for players to get there. But now everyone's starting to understand that this might be a pathway for coaches to come here and executives to come here and develop and then take their skills to the next level and back over to the NBA.
Chris, just how dire did it get financially this year? I mean, what sacrifices have had to be made, not just at your club, but around the league?
Oh, it's hugely challenging. I mean, sport everywhere and businesses everywhere for the most part have faced challenges. But, you know, for us, we're in a unique situation where, you know, there's no broadcast money distributed to teams. And so we're managed solely on game day and sponsorship money coming through the door. And so that's why it's so important for us to have a season where we play in front of fans, because that takes up, you know, ticketing and membership and game day takes up such a significant portion of our revenue streams that it has been challenging. You know, we've had to strip costs everywhere from player spend from last year versus, you know, moving everything over to the game day experience, everything that we're just trying to scale back to remain efficient and viable for the years to come. But, you know, expecting to bounce back and have a really positive season, you know, I think we retained 8 guys in our roster from last year and I think that we're going to be one of the most competitive teams in this league. And if we're able to do so on a reduced spend, I mean, I think it says a lot about the guys that we've got in-house.
Yeah, and Chris, are you hopeful with, you know, obviously restrictions slowly but surely easing here that you'll get all your home games this season?
Definitely, that's the play the mandate that we're being given is they want teams to play their full 14 home games, and so we're working off that belief. We don't know what format, you know, and the schedule of our games is. Yeah, we're hoping to receive that soon, but you know, we're fully expecting to be playing our full home and away season in front of our fans. And so if that's the case, then I think Sydney side is again. You know, it's been 9 months since they've seen basketball live, and so being able to have that come back to Sydney, I think, is going to be a pretty exciting prospect.
When do we expect an announcement on the new coach, Chris?
Mate, it's coming. We're working through the process. We want to be. We've done a thorough search, but timing's obviously critical. You know, under 2 months out from our season, so we're hoping to make a decision and announce something over the coming weeks.
And when do we expect to hear from the league in regards to the scheduling? It's still not locked in, is it, the schedule for the season?
No, they announced a date that they're tentatively coming out with something, I believe, December 3rd for a tentative January 15 start. Mm. So I believe my understanding is hopefully next week we should see something pretty concrete publicly.
Oh, we're looking forward to that, Chris, and we really appreciate your time. Go the Kings in season 2020-2021. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.